What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. And we about to talk about lady truck drivers. Ladies, 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 not. Check that, girl. It's Big Ken, just another evil dick haver that I am. For all them evil dick havers out here. So, I'm reading a article. And it's about a guy who says the vampire truck driver kidnapped a woman and made her into a sex slave. And basically, that's what the title kind of says, and goes on to talk about this truck driver who kidnapped these women and turned them into sex slaves and did all this horrible shit to them. I'm not even going to like try to turn it into anything we're going to talk about. We don't want to exploit violence and rape. But here's the thing about this. The other day, I'm just going back, and there's this person walking back, and there's this person walking, and they've got on Timberland shoes. Just want you to picture this. Shorts and a big floppy hat, and it's about 80 degrees outside. And I'm sitting there going, and they got on a sweater, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm looking like, what the fuck? And it's a woman, and she says, you know what? And the next time you cut in front of me, we going to fight. And it made me think of me. I took that as a joke, whatever. I don't care about that little old lady. I didn't even know who she was. That's why I was looking like, who the fuck is that? Because, you know, I work for a tiny ass company. You know most of the people there. And I'm also like, she's parked with her truck hooked to the trailer, which is bullshit. You're not supposed to do that. But that's a whole other story. So, anywho, I was wondering where the hell did this person come from. I'm like, is that a homeless person? Because, you know, most people don't really wear shorts, Timberlands, and sweaters unless they're homeless. Turns out she had all that, but the big floppy hat was her shitty weave. And I'm the fuck I'm supposed to know? I'm like, damn, should I call security? I'm sitting there thinking I should call security because there's a homeless dude walking around our fucking, you know, trailers and shit. That ain't my job. You know, I'm going to call the young cat, come out here, 20-something years old, get his old self out here and young self and get out here and put down the smackdown for the company, you know. But anyway, and I just thought, I was reading about this crazy motherfucker who out here kidnapping women and raping women and abusing women. I mean, literally talk one woman to go into dinner with him, and it was like, yeah. So she was like, yeah, so we're going out. And he's like, nah, what we going to do is we're going back to my truck, and you're going to ride with me for about a week to a week and a half. That's the way it's going. And she basically had to, and he would fuck her and beat her up and rape her and all this shit. And it's just like, it's fucked up. But again, when I think of all the times I've seen female truck drivers out there trying to trip on somebody, like, your ass got Herculean muscles. Right? Do you really, really want to bring that drama on you? Do you really? I just don't. Like, I'm a guy, right? Yeah, you can get me sexually assaulted if you're a guy, but I don't go around starting shit with people. I'm a big guy, and I don't go around starting shit with people. I'm a big black guy, and I don't go around starting shit with people. Why would you do it if you a tiny little ass woman? That don't make no fucking sense. And the thing is, ladies, look, I get it. You want to be tough. I understand Hillary Clinton going to be president shit, but don't you want to live to see that? Why you want to tempt some dude to fuck you up? Like, what reason do you have for that shit? Like, seriously, what reason do you have for it? What do you expect to get out of it? You think when you get into this big time fight with this dude, what something's going to happen? You're going to be the woman now? And what happened to women, period? When I was growing up, women would laugh at men who did that shit, who fight over nothing, who get into arguments over nothing. They'd laugh at a man who did stupid shit like that. Women, y'all proud of this shit now. Y'all just as ignorant and stupid as men are. Like, what do you think? Like, do you think the rules changed? Do you think women years ago were wrong about that shit? Let me tell you, I'm come here to tell you, those women were completely 100% right about that shit. Being an ignorant, stupid motherfucker and fighting over dumb shit is never, ever a good idea. It's not going to make your life good. It's not. It's just going to waste time and bullshit. Or you could run into a motherfucker out here kidnapping and raping motherfuckers. You really, could you imagine you run up because you finna get your woman box on and this psychopath just stabs you in the chest and toss you in the back? See, that's the other part. We truck drivers. Ain't no rules to this shit. It guys out here with a 45, with a 38, with a gun, with a knife. Nothing stopping these guys from doing horrible shit to people. I'm a man, and I think about that before I do anything. I'm 6'1". I'm 6'1". I'm a big, huge, motherfucking hairy man. And I'm not running around starting shit with people, because that's fucking dumb. Don't be stupid, man. It don't make sense. And what, you ain't going to get no money out this shit. You ain't going to get no victory out of it. Why would you ever want to tempt a motherfucker to fuck you up? And I get, guys, I understand ego, and I'm a Superman. I understand that, and I get it. But it's so surprising to me to see women behave that way. Because when I grew up in the hood, the girls laughed. You know, back when I was growing up, girls, you know, guys would look at somebody, look at another dude, and the motherfucker looking at me for, and they get into a fight, overlooking at each other. And women, girls, when I was growing up, would laugh at this shit. They thought this shit was hilarious. Now y'all out here fighting on fucking World Star Hip Hop every fucking week. What the fuck? Man, what happened to women? You know, feminism used to mean you're supposed to be independent, smart, and intelligent, not stupid and dumb and ignorant. You know, anyway. I just had to get that off my chest. Just talk about that a little bit. So, you know, and also as men, be patient. You know, these women, it ain't worth all that. You know what I mean? Don't fuck them up, man. Don't stop and fuck some woman up. Right. And also, and this may sound very harsh to say, but if your woman tries to attack you, do not be nice. I do mean that. Don't be nice. See, that's how women like that end up like that, because you were being nice. They got into some fight with a guy. I had a teacher once. She got into a fight with a guy. Little ass woman, tiny ass fucking woman, got into a fight with a guy. He didn't do shit. He thought, I'm saving her. Right. No, you at least grab her hands. At least force her to the ground. At least hands. Do something. Right. Snatch your shirt off. Right. Snatch your fucking belt off. Do something. Right. I ain't saying rape her or nothing. I'm just saying embarrass her. Snatch your wig off. Snatch your weave out. You know, do something. Don't just sit there expecting not to take licks, because I've seen truck drivers get surprised, look back, and the motherfucking bitch then stabbed you. Don't underestimate nobody. I'm not telling you to start no shit, right? Don't hit a woman, right? But when a bitch show up, you know what I'm saying? As I said, don't hit a woman, right? But if a bitch show up and she attack you, you better live in the real world. That bitch might try to stab you. Right? If you got to punch that bitch, you got to punch that bitch. You got, your goal is to come home to your wife. Your wife wants you home. Your kids want you home. Don't nobody want you out in the middle of an alley bleeding to death because some crazy prostitute then stabbed you when your ass was trying to be nice. Right? Be nice before swing. When the motherfucker started swinging, all bets are off, because now your life is in danger. Right? You don't know if that motherfucker got a knife. You don't know if they got a gun. You don't know what the fuck going on. All you know is this motherfucker attacking you. Get back to your truck and avoid that shit as much as possible. Right? And if that means you got to knock a bitch out, then you got to knock a bitch out. Right? Don't worry. Jesus will forgive you. Right? As long as you right with the boss, don't worry about society. Right? Okay? All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. I know people going to be up and riled about it. Hey, I'm an evil dick haver. Deal with it.